So if last time discussing difficulties within the Shita Sarambam about Asur Rabim and Delosos, and we'll come back to that in a few moments, but just to begin with, just to put things in perspective, what the potential Shitas could be the Halacha when all the dust settles in Asur Rabim, and that should frame our discussion a little bit going forward. So one extreme possibility in Tzak would be to assume that lahalacha asu rabim uvatli mechista. So assume, like Jesus of Yehuda, that we do say asu rabim, and to assume, like those Rishonim, the Rashba, the Yerua, that asu rabim is applicable even if you don't have a rishus rabim, even if you don't have a road that's tesai and amos wide. So potentially, if you subscribe to such a position, that number one, asu rabim uvatli mechista lahalacha, and number two, Asur Rabim is applicable even in a road that isn't Tesai and Amos wide, even in an area that doesn't meet the criterion of Rishus HaRabim, then you could have a situation in which you require Delosos even in an area that is essentially a Carmelis. You could theoretically have an area that's a Carmelis, that's not a Rishus HaRabim Derais at all, but is subject to Bekias Rabim, is subject to traffic, and would still require Delosos. So that, to some degree, is the position of the Mishnas Yaakov when all the dust settles, the Mishnas Yaakov holding that we do say Asur Rabim about the Mechista, and that theoretically Asur Rabim could be relevant even in an area that's not going to be Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa. The middle position, if you will, would be that we pass in Asur Rabim about the Mechista, that yes, Asur Rabim, however, Asur Rabim is only relevant in a Rishus HaRabim. So minimally, it would only be relevant on a street that's Tesai and Amos wide. And perhaps, if you require Shishim Ribo, then as the Magen Aram suggests, it would only be relevant if you have an area that is subject to the Kiyas Shishim Ribo. Now, that itself could either mean that you have Shishim Ribo that are actually traversing this particular junction where we're looking at a specific mechitza, or you have Shishim Ribo in the city, and we're looking at roads in that city of Shishim Ribo. But either way, this middle position would assume, yes, Asur Rabim, but Asur Rabim is only relevant when it comes to a area that's a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the requirement of the Delosos Neulos, let's say, is only going to be in a Rishus HaRabim. So if you have an area that's a Carmelis, there's no need for Delosos Neulos. If you have an area that's a Rishus HaRabim, then you would potentially require Delosos Neulos. And then the third broad possibility would be to paskin Lo Asur Rabim Umevala Mechista, like the Beis Ephraim, like the Chazon Ish. And even though Lo Asur Rabim Umevala Mechista, there may still be situations in which essentially Asur Rabim, because as we pointed out at the beginning, when all the dust settles in the sugya, anyway you slice it, there are situations where Asur Rabim is relevant. So according to the Chachamim, in the case of Pasti Biros, Lo Asur Rabim Vali Mechitza, but if you're lacking Shein Dalin Mechitzos, if you only have two Mechitzos, then you would say Asur Rabim. So even if you pass in Lo Asur Rabim Vali Mechitza, there may be applications where, instances where we do say Asur Rabim. But even if Lo Asur Rabim Vali Mechitza, and therefore Rishus HaRabim, you don't need Delosos Neulos, it's still possible that, at least Midi Rabbanan, you may require Delosos, perhaps Delosos She'enu Neulos, in a Rishus HaRabim, which may be Shitas HaRambam, and it's definitely true LaHalacha. Sam?
I'm drop confused about, according to Chachamim, there are two walls that will Delos from what apply. Wouldn't the Chachamim say that there's two walls, so there's no, like, Rishus HaYachid? Why do they have to use Asur Rabim to say that it's not, that to say the mechitzas don't help?
Because Min HaTorah could be based mechitzas.
Okay.
Our Rishus HaYachid.
Alright.
Alex?
Okay. Good.
So we'll get to the bottom line again, Lalacha, some more, but just broadly speaking, those are the possible avenues as to what the maskanas asugya, or what could be true, lala. So let's come back again to to the Shita of the Rambam. Broadly speaking, we know the last time there seemed to be a number of contradictory psukim in the Rambam. For example, on the one hand, the Rambam paskins in Perek Yitzayin Halach Lama Gimel that when it comes to Pasi Biros, if you zorek into an area enclosed by Pasi Biros, that's going to be a Chiyuv Daraisa. So the Mechitzas around, or the Pasim around Pasi Biros create a Rishit Sayachid Min HaTorah. So that sounds like Lo Asirabim and Mevali Mechista. That's the position of Chachamim in the Mishnah on. At the same time, the Rambam elsewhere in the beginning of Perek Yitzayin Halacha Yud paskins that you require Delasos in the case of Shnei Ksalim Mishnei Tzidah Rishis Arabim. That sounds like Asirabim and Mevali Mechista. And furthermore, the Rambam seems to be inconsistent in his formulations of Delasos. In Perek Yitzayin, the Rambam seems to suffice with Delasos She'ena Ne'ulos, and yet the Rambam in Perek Yudalit Halacha Aleph of Shabbos and Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Erevin, in the definition of Rishis HaYakid, mentions that you require the Lasos Ne'ulos. Those are the bigger issues that we raised at the end of the last couple of weeks. Let's just analyze a few possible ways of getting out of these issues and creating some Seder in the Shita of the Rambam. Chidushi Hamiiri. Chidushi Hamiiri here on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph, the Emsa Dibur the Harashba. So he quotes B'Shem the Rashba. This Rashba is referenced in the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam here in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Yud. But he quotes the question asked by the Rashba, which is the stira between the Rambam in Pasi Biros that sounds like Lo Asirabim Umevali Mechitzta, and the Rambam when it comes to the Ksalim Mishneitzi the Rishis Arabim that seems to paskin Asirabim Umevali Mechitzta. So the Meir says, how do you resolve those two Rambams? Is he paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, or is he paskining like Rav Lazar? Is he paskining Asirabim, or is he paskining Lo Asirabim? So the Meir suggests that the Rambam may have had a different girsa in the Gemara on Daf Kafes and Aleph. The Gemara, the way we have it, initially asks the stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan first says that Kanu Diyacha Kochan Shemachitzos, that sounds like he's endorsing Shitas Chachamim in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says Kan Svirle, that sounds like he's endorsing it and he holds it Lahalacha, which is against his requirement of Delasas Ne'ulos in Yishalayim. And where it says, no, Kan, below Sphere Lake, Rabbi Yochanan actually disagrees with Chachamim and holds Lo Asirabim Umevatle Mechitza. So that's the girsa we have with Fanenim. The Meiri suggests maybe the Rambam had a girsa that said, Kan, the Sphere Lake, Lemaskana. That even Lemaskana Sagamara, Rabbi Yochanan holds Asu, Lo Asirabim Umevatle Mechitza. And that's why the Rambam would be paskining in the case of Pase Diraos, Lo Asirabim Umevatle Mechitza. And that's consistent with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan as well. If that's consistent with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, then how does Rabbi Yochanan require the Lasas Nulas Belaila? Doesn't Lasas Nulas Belaila mean Asirabim Umevatle Mechitza? Why did you need the Lasas Nulas in Yerushalayim? The Meiri suggests that maybe the requirement of the Lasos Ne'ulos in Yerushalayim for Yochanan was only in that seer that Tosfos described, where you have an Omid Emsa Pilush, where you have roads going through the city that are Mefulash from side to side, and a person could be standing in an area in Yerushalayim where, wherever you look, there are only two mechitzas surrounding him. So in that particular, that specific situation, even according to the Chachamim of Lo Asirabim Umevatle Mechitza, in that situation, we say Asirabim Umevatle Mechitza because there are only two mechitzas. There's no shame dalin mechitzas. And that's a seer where Rabbi Yochanan is relevant. So then, when the Rambam paskins that you require Delosos in the case of Shnei Batim v'shnei sidur v'shuth harabim. That's only in that limited seer where you have two mechitzos, and that's why you require the lasos. Okay, that's the Meiri suggestion as far as the Rambam Sak. Bottom line, lo asuram v'ali mechitzta. What it doesn't account for is the steer and Rambam between lasos nulos and lasos shein and nulos. So that the Meiri doesn't address directly over there. What it suggested is, bottom line, for the Rambam, lo asuravim umivatle mechitzta. Michael.
Meiri doesn't address the point that an entire city of Shlaim has walls. Why? What's the scenario they describe that?
That is what Tosus described to answer Tosus Kasha, which was if you have an Ovid Yam Sabilish where you have walls over here and then openings over here and you're standing over here, so where you're standing, you're not surrounded by mechitzas. It's a limited okimba.
But isn't that not the case in Yerushalayim? Isn't Yerushalayim the case where it does?
No, so then that suggests it is that there were places in Yerushalayim where you could be Amid and Sabilish where you're not included in Shein Dal Mechitzas. That's precisely the point.
So another way we asked the question last time about the Rambam specifically about the two doors is in the Gemara on Daf Bav, it's like none of the sheep is not repeated in our Fisha Migrisal.
Right.
Does the Meiri's approach solve that?
I don't think so. He doesn't address that directly either.
Could you just repeat what the Rashba said that the
The Meiri says that the Meiri quotes the Rashi's question. The Meiri himself says maybe the Rambam was Goreis instead of Kan, instead of the Maskana being Kan below Sphirlei, that he was Goreis the Maskana Kan v'Sphirlei. The Rabbi Yochanan in fact does hold like the Chachamim of Lo Asurabim Vali Mechista. Right. Okay, so that Rashba that the Meiri was quoting, the Rashba. It's both in the Tshuva and the Chidush, and we have it here in our Sugya and the Vavam and Beis, Dibur Maskel Ella. Okay, the Chidush HaRashba Vavam and Beis, Dibur Maskel Ella, which is also quoted, the Kesem Mishnah quotes it from the Tshuva, but it's pretty much verbatim what we have in the Chidushim as well. The Kesem Mishnah quotes it in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud. So, the Rashba's bottom line in his attempt to resolve the stira in Rambam about the lasos, and the Rashba doesn't directly address the first stira between Pasi Biros and Shnei Ksal B'Shnei Tzidur Shisarabim. So he's addressing the lasos issue, that in Perek Yud Zayin the Rambam says the lasos she'enu ne'ulos, and the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph requires the lasos ne'ulos. So the Rashba's bottom line suggestion is to distinguish between a Shisarabim Mamish and Mevo'os HaMestulashim L'Shes HaRabim, that the Rambam would require Delosos Ne'ulos by a Rishis HaRabim Mamish, by a real Rishis HaRabim. However, by Drachim HaMestulashim L'Shes HaRabim, which is, in fact, a distinction the Gemara has in Davav between Rishis HaRabim and Drachim HaMestulashim L'Shes HaRabim, the Gemara says, Ketzen Ma'arvin Rishis HaRabim, and assumes you can't be Ma'arvin Rishis HaRabim, says, no, we're talking about Drachim HaMestulashim L'Shes HaRabim. So the Rashba is suggesting is to distinguish between the Rishis HaRabim itself. Rishis HaRabim itself is only Nitar Ayidei Delasos Ne'ulos, as opposed to a Mavoi or a Derech HaMestulash L'Shes HaRabim, where you do require Delasos, but they don't have to be Ne'ulos. So when the Rambam, in the beginning of Erevin, and the Rambam in Perek Yudalid of Shabbos says that you require delasos ne'ulos as part of the definition of a rishus hayachid, the Rambam is saying is that if you have something which otherwise would be a rishus harabim gomor, the other way to be madri is with delasos ne'ulos, if you have a derech hamefulash rishus harabim, and that is the nidah in Perek Yudalid halacha yud, then it would be sufficient to have delasos She'enan ne'ulos. So the Rashba is assuming within the Rambam that fundamentally asu rabim umevatli mechitzta. Asu Rabim Mavali Mechista, but we only say Asu Rabim in the fullest sense in a Rishus HaRabim Mamish. Now what's the problem with that? No, the Gemara distinguishes between Rishus HaRabim and Mavi HaMefulosh and Rishus HaRabim. The Mavi HaMefulosh Rishus HaRabim may be a grade lower. And it doesn't explain Pasi Biros. And the Rashba doesn't really address Pasi Biros, so far as I can tell. The Rashba kind of leaves that unresolved. So the Rashba distinguishes within the Rambam between Rishus HaRabim, Mamish, and Drachim, HaMefulosh and Rishus HaRabim. And seems to say that fundamentally Asu Rabim Vav Mechista, at least in Rishus HaRabim Mamish, but he doesn't address the Rambam and Pasi Biros. One second. The Mishnah of Yaakov says something that is consistent within the Rashba and seems to then address the Rashba's how the Rashba could solve Pasi Biros within the Shita Sarabim. I don't think the Mishnah of Yaakov says this to answer this. Mishnah Yaakov said, excuse me. Mishnah Yaakov says it to explain the Rambam after quoting the Rashba. He doesn't directly ask the Sakash on the Rashba why the Rashba doesn't address Pasi Biros, but it does seem to resolve that issue. Mishnah Yaakov is in Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph. In the classic printing, it's on page Kuf Yotes. So the Mishkan of Yaakov, after quoting many who assume within the Rambam, Lo Asu Rabim Uvali Mechista, says, Lulei de Mistafina, if it's up to me, I would suggest that the Rambam really holds Asu Rabim Uvali Mechista. If the Rambam holds Asu Rabim Uvali Mechista, then how do you resolve the Din of Pasi Biros? That seems pretty beferish that Lo Asu Rabim Uvali Mechista. The Mishkan of Yaakov points out the following diuk. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Yizayin Halacha Lamed Gimel, how does the Rambam formulate this din of Pasi Biros as far as Bekiyas Rabim? He writes, V'afilu hayu Rabim bok in v'ovrin bein ha-pasin lo bitlu ha-mechisos. That even if the Rabim are walking through the pasin, between the pasin, they're not mevatel the mechitzos, the harehin kechatzer sharabim bokim ba, and it's like a chatzer that the rabbim traverse. What's significant about that lashon? Again, afilu hayu rabbim bokim veovrin bein apasin lo bilu hamechitzos. Right. There's no formulation here of being in a Rishus HaRabim or it being a Derech HaRabim. It's just the Rabim are Boken. So Mishkan Yaakov and Medayik, the Rambam's not saying that we're talking about where you have Bikiyas Rishus HaRabim in the area of Rishus HaRabim where the Rabim are Bokeya. We're talking about maybe a Carmelis. And there are people that are walking through the Pasim, but it's only a Carmelis. And that's more Meduyuk, he says, in the beginning of the Halach and the Rambam. The Rambam talks about these Pasi Biros as being in a Bikka. I feel he be Bikka ve'ein shamineim there. So in the Gemara, never says Bikka. The Gemara says it's just a Rabbin. Why does the Rambam say Bikka? So maybe that's Meduyuk. The Rambam says Bikka because we're talking not about it's just a Rabbin. We're talking about a Carmelis. And a Carmelis would be subject if it's only a Carmelis. So then we'd say lo asu Rabbin. Asu Rabim is only relevant in a Rishus HaRabim, or an area that the Rabim have the right to traverse, but in a more restrictive area, so then the Rabim says, Lo Asu Rabim, and these Pasin stand.
Are those Rishus HaRabim in a place dedicated to Rabim, are those the same thing, or are those two separate things?
So he's not saying a place designated for the Rabbim, he's saying, Afilu, are you Rabbim Bokin Bokin? So the Mishnah of Yaakov reads that as, even if there are Rabbim that happen to pass through, it's not a place that, it's not a Rishus HaRabbim, it's not an official Derech HaRabbim, it's not a path that is otherwise designated for the Rabbim.
Right, we're saying Asu Rabbim, Mavad Mechitza, only applies in Rishus HaRabbim, in a place that is designated for Rabban. Those aren't
right.
Have a case that's this, of something that's not Rishas Rabban but is designated for them.
That could be Mavos HaMufiloshim Rishas Rabban. It's not technically Rishas Rabban. It's something that a Mavi that leads into Rishas Rabban. So it might also be subject to Asur Rabban. But this is not even that. This is Carmelis, where some people may pass through. So the Mishnah Zakah says that is not subject to Asur Rabban. But in a real Rishas Rabban, or perhaps even in a Mavi HaMufilosh Rishas Rabban, or an area that the Rabban had the rights to traverse, so then you would say Asu Rabban. So that could be consistent with the Rashi's approach, that fundamentally the Rambam holds Asu Rabban Umivatli Mechitzta. There may be a difference as far as the level of Delosos required between a Rishas Rabban Mamish and a Mavi HaMefulish Rishas Rabban, and the Rambam in Pasi Biros is talking about a Carmelis, an area that's not even a Mavi HaMefulish Lirshus Harabim. So that should be Miyashev within the approach of the Rashba, these Rambams. Okay. On the other hand, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, both in Halacha Yod, Perek Yizayin, and Halacha Lama Gimel, the Magen Mishnah assumes within the Rambam that the Rambam is paskening lo asu rabim umivatli mechitzta. So if lo asu rabim umivatli mechitzta, we understand the psakei pasiv yiros. In Halacha Yud, a beis Salim Bishus Arabim, we require Delosos, albeit Delosos She'ena Ne'ulos. That may be a Dinder Rabbanon, which we'll have to explain. But fundamentally, Lo Asu Rabim, and yet there's still a requirement in the Rabbanon of Delosos She'ena Ne'ulos in Bishus Arabim. But then the Magen Mishnah has to deal with the other Rambams that require Glossus Nulus, the Rambam in Perek Yudalid, and the Rambam at the beginning of Erevin. So the Magen Mishnah is forced to say, B'dochek, that maybe the Rambam at the beginning of Erevin is a little bit low-dak. It's not precise, because that's not Nekomo. That's not where the Rambam's intention there is not to define Rishiyos. So even though the Rambam writes Medina Mukafes Koma Gvava Sarat Fakum Sheish Lodosos in Nanoos Balayla, maybe Nanoos Balayla is a little bit lapped off. That's what the Magen Mishnah is forced to say. That's arguably more dochik in Shabbos Yudalid than the beginning of Erevin. Even if you can argue the beginning of Erevin that that's Shalobim Komo, that the Rambam's thrust, the Rambam's intent there, is not to precisely define Rishiyos, but Perek Yedalad or Shabbos is where the Rambam precisely defines Rishiyos. So to argue that the Rambam's formulation of Delosos Nin Olos in the beginning of Perek Yedalad is Lodak is more difficult. I saw Simcha Zissel in his notes on the Meiri makes this point as well, that the Magen Mishnah suggestion, as dochik as it is in Erevin, seems even more dochik in Perek Yedalad of Shabbos. Now the Beis Ephraim is bothered by this also. The Beis Ephraim is a Simen Kavav, and this is on page Lamites on the front side. Simen Kavav, page Lamites, I guess we would say Amud Aleph, on the front side of page Lamites. So he also assumes like the Magen Mishnah that fundamentally within the Rambam, Lo Asu Rabban Mevatli Mechitzta. So what are you going to do if that's the case? With the Rambam's requirement of Delosos. So he basically says something along the lines of what we saw initially in the Meiri, that the Dochek is talking about a situation of an Omeid Em Sapilush, where you're standing in a place that you're only Mukaf of Deiz Mechitzos at best, and then you actually would need Lasas. So he also has to be Dochek somehow within the Rambam to explain that formulation of the Lasas Nulos, which is a Dochek, because it doesn't sound like the Rambam is giving you a Gimta, the Rambam is giving you something more definitional. Rav Simcha Zissel in his Be'urim on the Meiri to a Perek Aleph Simin Kaf Vav, Perek Aleph Os Kaf Vav in the Be'urim in the back. So he makes the following original suggestion within the Rambam, which Michael wanted to say independently a couple days ago, something along those lines at least, that as opposed to the Rashba that distinguishes between Rishis HaRabim Mamish and a Mavli HaMafulish of Rishis HaRabim as far as when you need the Lasos and the Ulos, and when it's sufficient to have the lasos she'enan ne'ulos. He suggests that in a situation in which you have the lasos that are ne'ulos balayla, so that makes the area that is enclosed, that is mukav, into a full rishus hayachid. So we'll talk about a little bit later how dilusos work, but however dilusos work, the dilusos are going to make, if they're in an ulus balayla, so they're going to render the area that is enclosed by the walls and the dilusos in combination into Rishis HaYachid, and that is their status of Rishis HaYachid even by Yom. So that's when the Rambam writes in Perek Yudal Shabbos, Aleph Erevin, that a Rishis HaYachid requires dilusos ne'ulos. So that's this definition of Rishis HaYachid, that anytime you have an area surrounded by walls and the openings have the losses that are in Olos Balayla, so that makes the enclosed area, that makes a city that is surrounded by the walls into a Rishis HaYachid Gamor. What the Rambam means in Perek Yizayin Halacha Yud, is that if you have a situation where you have the losses but they are not in Olos Balayla, so you have the losses, but the dilusos are not closed at night, so that doesn't make the enclosed area into a Rishis HaYachid Gamor, Rishis HaYachid Gemura, but that may be sufficient to be Matir Tiltol within that enclosed area. The bottom line, once you have dilusos that are even Ru'uyos Lino, so that somehow compromises the access of the Rambam to that area. And as such, even if it's not a Rishis HaYachid Gemura, it's no longer a Rishis HaRabim. And that may be sufficient to be Matir Tiltol, just as there's precedent, let's say if you have a Mavoi She'ena Mefulash, so the Mavoi She'ena Mefulash could be Nitar, so you have three walls in the Mavoi, and then the fourth wall you have to put on a Lachi Vikara, Lachi Okara, so that Lachi Vikara may not have a full din of a Mechitza, it may not make the area of the Mavoi into Rishis HaYachid Min HaTorah, but it's enough to be Matzur Tiltol. So you could have a situation where something is not a Rishis HaYachid Gemura and yet there's a Hetzur Tiltol. But maybe that's what Dilusos Ne'ulos are, Dilusos She'en Ne'ulos are for the Rambam. If you have Dilusos that are Ne'ulos Balayla, that makes the area into a full Rishus HaYachid, such that if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into that area, you're going to be Chayiv. If you have Dilusos She'en Ne'ulos, it doesn't make it into Rishus HaYachid Gamor, but it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore. So if you throw into it, you may be Pater, but it does create a Hetzur Tiltol in that area. So if you take a look, he develops this further, something to think about, but that's his suggestion as you can resolve the dilusos issue within the Rambam. Okay. The overwhelming practice in Klal Yisrael, in most constituencies, is to create community Erevin using Tzuras HaPesach. So, as we've alluded to in the past, that could be based on a few different approaches to how to resolve the sugya of Asur Rabim u'mevatli milchista. So the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Samach Dalid Siv Katan Ches, Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Samach Dalid Siv Katan Ches, assumes fundamentally, like the Mishnah of Yaakov, assumes that fundamentally, at least mostly like the Mishnah of Yaakov, he assumes fundamentally that lahalacha Asur Rabim u'mevatli milchista. And therefore, in an area that is a Rishis HaRabim, you could only be matured Ayidei Delasas. Okay, so us, the Rabbi Vali Mechista, and therefore, in an area which is a Rishis HaRabim, in order to be matured Tiltol, you need to have Delasas. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah's assumption, Simen Shin Samach Dalet Sivkat Elches. If that's the case, he says it must be the Minaga Olam, the common practice to create community Erevin in Europe, Ayidei Tzuras HaPesach, is predicated on the fact that these cities were not considered Rishis HaRabim because they lack Shishim Ribo. If Shishim Ribo was not a requirement for Rishis HaRabim, then many such cities would be a Rishis HaRabim min ha-Torah, and therefore you could only be Matur Tilto Ayidei Delasos. And that's the position of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Shin Samach Gimel Stif Katan Nun, Os Nun, Shin Samach Gimel Os Nun, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that way as well, that Asur Rabim Bali Mechis is only relevant in an area that opens into a Rishis HaRabim, not that opens into a Karmelis, and since we don't have a Rishis HaRabim nowadays, it doesn't pose a problem for creating a Tzuras HaPesach Eruv. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, as we discussed in earlier shiurim, assumes that we don't have Rishis HaRabim for a different reason than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah assumes, within that position, that the Minhag Olam is working with Shishim Ribo. The Aruch HaShulchan had his notion of a Rishis HaRabim requiring a central road in and out of the city. But either way, they both assume that the common practice is based on the premise that there's no Rishis HaRabim Bizman Hazeh, for all intents and purposes. Yet the Mishnah Berurah is uncomfortable with that, at least on some level. The Mishnah Berurah says that's making a major assumption as far as definitions of Rishis HaRabim. The men who shown him hold that you don't need Shishim Ribo, and therefore, Bal Nefesh, Yafish Lasmo, it's appropriate for Bal Nefesh not to rely on a communal Tzuras HaPesach Eruv to be Choshesh for those Shitos that you can have Rishis HaRabim without Shishim Ribo, therefore our cities are Rishis HaRabim, and therefore you can't be Matur Tiltol through a Tzuras HaPesach Eruv. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah's analysis of Asur Rabim Mevatli Milchista LaHalacha.
So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the Minhag HaOlam is to assume that the cities that do have an Eruv because they lack 600,000, but really, since there are many Rishonim who say that you don't need 600,000, you should still...
Abal Nefesh Yachush Lasma. Okay. However, even if we assume that Shishim Ribo is not definitional to Rishis HaRabim, and you can have Rishis HaRabim even if you're lacking Shishim Ribo, there may be other reasons to allow for a Tzuras HaPesach Eruv in cities. So Rav Schechter, when he discusses this, always quotes that Maharam that we quoted last time, the Maram and the Mordechai in Simen Tav Kuf Tes. We recall that there is a machlokas theory in the Maram about the lone Jew living in a walled city as to whether he needs to be worried about an Erev Chatzeros, which boils down to whether that area is considered Hanogel in Yanenu, is that they argue about whether that area is considered to be a Rishus Hayachid or not. So the Maram assumes that essentially Ein Lanu Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh, and that area is considered a Rishus HaYachid even if it lacks the Lasos Ne'ulos. So if you assume like that Maram, or the other Rishonim who may be of this opinion that we quoted last time, like the Maram, the Ivra, and the Agos Ashri, and perhaps the Rashba, that the Kiyas Rabim, or that Asir Rabim of Ali Mechitz is only relevant in a real Rishus HaRabim. So if you have an area that's lacking in Tanai Rishus HaRabim, independent of Rishus HaRabim, it's either not Tesai Namas Wai, it's not Mefulish Mishar Lashar, whatever detail of Rishus HaRabim is lacking, so then you don't have to contend with Asir Rabim U'mevatle Mechitzta. Meaning, even if we paskin that in theory, fundamentally, Asir Rabim U'mevatle Mechitzta, if the area is not a Rishus HaRabim Gamor, then it's not going to be Mevatle Mechitzta. So, for any reason that we discussed in the earlier shirim, why an area would not be Rishus HaRabim, it's lacking Tevayin Amma, it's Mekura, it's not Mefulash, if your definition of Mefulash is Mefulash, Mishar Lashar Belisha Be'ikum Klau, so the road doesn't go straight from one end of the city to the other, whatever, or the Archa Shulchan's explanation, whatever the reason that a given city is not considered Rishus HaRabim is, that's enough to obviate any concern of Asir Rabim U'mevatle Mechitzta. So the Mishnah Berurah pins this all on Shishim Ribo, but even independent of whether you need Shishim Ribo for Rishus HaRabim, if you assume that Asir Rabim is only an issue where you have a real Rishus HaRabim, so any way you define an area as not being Rishus HaRabim is going to solve the problem and allow you to be Matu Tiltol through a Tzuras HaPesach Erev. And then we have the approach of the Chazon Ish that we discussed earlier, that the Chazon Ish's premise is Lo Asir Rabim Ba'alei Mechitzta, and once you say Lo Asir Rabim Ba'alei Mechitzta, the end is calculation as to how in your standard urban setting, any area is going to almost always be a Rishus HaYachim in Otara anyway, because it's all Omin Ruvel HaParetz, and Pirtzi Yasser Miyasser is a Dinder Rabbanan, so then you have that Chazon Ish as well. So, bottom line, as a matter of practice, it doesn't make that much of a difference whether we were to assume Asir Rabim Ba'alei Mechitzta or Lo Asir Rabim Ba'alei Mechitzta. It's if you work with the assumption that Asir Rabim is only going to be relevant in an area that's defined as a Rishus HaRabim. So if you hold Asir Rabim Ba'alei Mechitzta, if an area is defined as Rishus HaRabim, so then you need Lasos. If it's not defined as Rishus HaRabim, then you don't need Lasos. And even if you say Lo Asir Rabim Ba'alei Mechitzta, so Min HaTorah, it may be sufficient to use the Tzuras HaPesach, but at least Midi Rabbanan, as we'll have to explain a little bit more going forward, there may still be a requirement of the Lasos. That seems to be the position of the Rambam, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah explained the Rambam there in Simen Shin Samach Dalet. So as a practical matter, the general premise that we work with, that a Tzuras HaPesach Erev could be countenanced or contemplated in an area that's not Rishus HaRabim, but not an area that is Rishus HaRabim, that's going to be true lahalacha, whether or not you say Asir Rabim, potentially, whether or not you say Asir Rabim or Lo Asir Rabim. Michael.
I may have misunderstood. You said that even if you hold the Bada Mechitza, you're allowed to still have Tzuras HaPesach as an area? Did I miss you when you said that?
Say that again?
That even if you hold that the Rabim is on the back of the walls,
right,
that would, you're still able to make
in a carnival, in an amateur. Asir Rabim is only in a Rishus HaRabim.
Okay.
So we're not totally done with this topic yet, but let's begin now discussing some of the details of the Lasos. So we're working with the assumption for the moment that a Rishus HaRabim, in order to be Matur Tiltol, requires the Lasos. As we quoted last time, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Samach Dalet Sif Beis has two deis. Rishus Harabim Atma Eina Niteres Ella Bidulasos V'hushen and Alas Balayla. So Rishus Harabim requires Dulasos and Ulas Balayla. The Yesh Omrim Afa Bishayin and Alas Avasarach Shiruyasli No. That even if they're not actually locked, they have to be lockable. She'im hayim mishukas ba'afar mifana osan misaknan shiruyasli No. If you have doors that were buried in dust, this is the Gemara Daf Vav, so you have to dust off the dust, or dust off the doors from the dust, and fix them up so that they are ru'uyos lina. Okay. So this is Machlokas Rishonim, which is based on what happens, talking about dust, when all the dust settles, in the Sugya on Daf Vav. And the Gemara has a back and forth machlokas at different stages of the Gemara, and machlokas amorim, and machlokas amorim within a machlokas tanaim, when you need dulasos, and if you need dulasos, haruyas linoil, or not. So the Beis Yosef here in Simon Shin Samach Dalet quotes that both the Rif and the Rush assume lahalacha. The Rush is in Simon Ches and Parag Aleph Simon Ches and Ervin. So the Beis Yosef quotes that both the Rif and the Rush assume lahalacha. That lemaskanas haGemara, you need when you need dulasos, the dulasos have to be in olos mamish. And according to the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef begins it, according to the Rambam, it's sufficient to have ruuyos linol. That's the Rambam in Perek Yizayin Halacha Yud. And that the Rambam is based on what seems to be the maskanas haGemara within Shitas Chananya, which is within Shitas Beis Hillel. So the Beis Yosef says, well, Kloli Afak of Beis Yosef, you have the Rif and the Rush against the Rambam, so you paskin like the Rif and the Rush. So that's what the Beis Yosef paskins. That's his first day of the Iker day of, that you require the Lussos that are the Ulos Mamish. However, the Darkei Moshe, here in Sifkatan Aleph, the Darkei Moshe in Simon Shin Samach Dalet Sifkatan Aleph, are used, and he says, no, we should assume like the Rambam. We should assume, like the Rambam, that it's sufficient to have ru'uyos li na'el, because after all, that's what the Torah writes, and that's what the Makkah Mishnah writes. So the Darkei Moshe are their thing, so we should be passing them like the Rambam, which is the Yesh Omrim here in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Prima Gadim points out over here, Eshel Avram Sifkat and Beis, Shin Samach Dalet Eshel Avram Sifkat and Beis, Shin Samach Dalet Beis. The Prima Gadim points out that even though the Darkei Moshe makes this observation in the Darkei Moshe, but when it comes to his notes on Shulchan Aruch, he makes no such reference. The Ramah in Simon Shin Samach Dalet Sif Bei says nothing. So it sounds like he's ultimately agreeing with the Pesach and the Mechaber that the Iker Dei is to require the Lussos that are Ne'ulos. And then if you look in, he doesn't point, I don't think he quotes this, but if you look in Simon Shin Mem Hei in Siv Zayin, so in the parentheses, we often assume that the parentheses in the Rashi script were not written by the Ramah, but someone put it in the parentheses there within the Mechaber in Ramah letters, V'ein delosas of ne'ulas balayla. So whether or not that's attributable to the Ramah, we'll leave aside. But minimally, the Prima Gadol is saying that the Ramah in Shin Samach Dalet Beis makes no hasaga and doesn't say that our minig is like the second day that we only require ru'uyos lina.
Sam? Just, this is a very broad question. Yeah. Whenever there's a Yesh Omrim in
right.
And we know, like, for all reasons the Ramah passes like it, does he then also passes like it?
What do you mean? We know from other reasons.
Meaning like from Darkei Moshe or other parts of the
Ramah. So the expectation, that's the old question, is to what do you do with a note of the Darkei Moshe that doesn't make it into the Haggadah and Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
But many assume that the fact that he wrote something in the Darkei Moshe doesn't mean that he felt there's no need to write in the Shulchan Aruch.
Right, so I'm asking more specifically, I guess, when the opinion that the Ramah would have written in the Shulchan Aruch has the Yeshua, right?
No, so then we do find that the Ramah says, Bamina Kedei Arshniya. Yeah, that we do find.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the people are saying. The expectation would be, if the Ramah is telling you the minhag, now, if you want to be technical, if the Ramah, if the Ramah's purpose is just to reflect what the minhag is, it's difficult to, it would be difficult to talk about what the minhag was, about what kind of losses you need in Rishas HaRabim, if the Ramah tells us elsewhere that we don't have Rishas HaRabim. So if the Ramah's notes is simply to reflect on minhag, so it's very arguable that here there's no minhag to reflect on because no one was making losses in Europe. Okay. But that's the Prima Gadim didn't say that. Prima Gadim thinks that the Ramah's silence is significant. And then the Prima Gadim thinks that even the Darkei Moshe himself, the Darkei Moshe in the end of that piece, quotes Zamachol the three in the Maram, in the Mordechai that we quoted earlier. And the Prima Gadim thinks that the bottom line of that Darkei Moshe is that even if we don't have Rishas HaRabim Gemura, so perhaps you should still require Tulasos in a pseudo Rishas HaRabim. Okay. So what is it that Tulasos accomplish? So that may be a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Rashi, in Erevin, and the Kuf Aleph and Aleph, we quoted this Rashi earlier for a different reason. Rashi Dibur Maskil Chayavin Aleha, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Rashi writes, the ear shall rabim he, sha'uchlus in harbe ba'in la, aval afshav the dalsasen in olos, lavrish at the rabim. Now that the doors are locked, it's not considered a Rishas HaRabim. She'ena k'digli mibar. It no longer has the resemblance to digli mibar. Shehudera pasuach kol shah. The digli mibar, the machana in the mibar, was a dera pasuach kol shah. It had constant access. It was open the whole time. So once an area is not open the whole time, it can no longer be considered a Rishas HaRabim. So it sounds like what Delosos accomplished is that it makes the area into a non-Rishas HaRabim because the Rabim do not have constant access. The Rishas HaRabim, Dumi Zidiklei Vibar, requires that the Rabim have constant access. That seems even more explicit in the Rashba quote in the Beis Yosef here. The Beis Yosef here quotes the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, who writes the following, that if you have delosos ne'ulos, harez harishas hayafid, she'ein rishas harabim, ela hamaser l'rabim b'choleis. That a rishas harabim is an area that is given over, that is accessible to the rabim at all times. V'ho'il v'yesh l'zed deles nin elas b'layla, and since here there's a door that is locked at night, v'chosem esi esa ovrim sham b'layla, and it prevents access at night, ein ze rishus harabim. So since there are doors that are locked at night that prevent access, it's not considered to be a rishus harabim. So that sounds like the critical, or a critical component of the definition of rishus harabim is access, constant access. And if you prevent constant access, then it's no longer considered a rishus harabim. So Rashi says that ena kedigle midbar judera pasua kosha, and the Rashi writes that ena rishus harabim elohim maser l'rabim. So if you lock the doors at night, then that changes the definition of that area. So even when the doors are open, it's still considered, it's no longer considered rishus harabim because the rabim don't have access at certain times. So that seems to be the what Dwas has accomplished according to Rashi and according to the Rashba. In the Sefer Yitzias HaShabbos, in the back, he has a kuntris called Dwasos Ha'ir. So in his kuntris, Dwasos Ha'ir, Simon Aleph, page Vav, he points out that Tosos Adavav HaMibayz seems to be saying something different than Rashi. Tosos Vav HaMibayz, Dibra Maskel the Amar Rava, Okay, Dira Maskel of Amar Rav of Vav Amadeus. The Tos there is bothered. You know, why, in an area where you have two walls, and then you create a deles and the third wall, why do you need a deles on the fourth wall? If Imo Mechitzos Daraisa, so you have two full walls and a deles on the third wall, then you have Gemo Mechitzos. So why do you need Delosos Neulos? Why do you need Delosos that are locked on both sides? It should be sufficient to have a deles on one side. So Tosfos there assumes, in answering this question, that when we say Gemo Mechitzos Daraisa, that requires mechitzas gemuras. A delos is not a mechitza gemura, so since a delos is not a mechitza gemura, you need to have a fourth side filled as well, so you need to have delosos on both sides. That's Tosfos's answer. But within Tosfos's presentation over there, Tosfos seems to be addressing delosos solely in the context of mechitzas. There's no mention of the function of a delos as being monei of the rabbim. The Tosfos' whole equation is based on whether a delos, or to what extent a delos, is considered a mechitza. So under certain circumstances, since a delos is not in and of itself a mechitza gemura, you need to have two delosos to have sufficient hekef mechitzas. But the whole emphasis in Tosfos is on mechitzas and not on minias harabim. So that sounds like a deles is functioning as a kind of mechitza. As you can practically have a full mechitza, because if you had a full mechitza, no one could ever get in or out, so you have to have a door that's going to lapse at some point. But fundamentally, a door is simply another kind of mechitza. Sam?
Could this be used to understand the Rambam, specifically why he needs Del Mikan Mikan?
Del Mikan Mikan is supposed to Dallas and it's a Pesach, Dallas and Elav Yikara. So that, we're going to get to discussing that issue, but what do you want to say?
I thought it was partially like, I thought you might be able to use this to explain the Rambam, but also, by the question on that and the question on Tosfos is, again, this is like neither of the Shitas and the Amid previous.
Right.
I mean, it's not based on Beis Shammai or Perdita. That's what it seems. Like, why can't it be Dallas and Elav Yikara?
You're asking the halakha, you're asking the Rambam?
Well, I guess according to Tosfos.
You're asking why Tosfos assumes that you need...
Dalet and then Dalet.
Okay. Okay, so we'll try to talk about that next time. Let me just finish up. We have a couple minutes left. Okay, so then that just requires... If it's the case, according to Tosfos, the losos function as mechitzos and not so much as being monei of the rabbin, then you have to figure out, if it's just a mechitza, so what does that help for when it's not locked? If a delos is a mechitza, a delos in elos at night, now that makes the area into a shesayachit. But in the daytime, the delos is open. So if a delos in elos, in ula, is only a mechitza, so how does that affect the status of that city when the delos is open? Yeah. So the Yetzias HaShabbos suggests maybe you have to say something along the following lines, that as long as you have times where the area is fully mukaf mechitzos, part of the definition of Rishis HaRabim is that it has to have the status of Rishis HaRabim all the time. So you can't have an area that sometimes it's Rishis HaRabim, sometimes not Rishis HaRabim. So it's true. If you only have the daytime perspective, so it looks like a Rishis HaRabim. But if at night it's all Mukaf Mechitzos, so then that removes the status of Rishis HaRabim even in the daytime. That's his suggestion. You could argue, and you'd have to come up with some kind of explanation as to how, if it's only functioning as a mechitza, does that change the status even when the delos is not closed? Okay, we'll stop here. What I want to discuss next time is the machlokes as to whether you need one delos or two delosos, whether and when a delos must be ne'ula or not ne'ula. Practical applications as to whether we, or if ever, we would use delosos. And then Avi will show us the delos that he found on the corner of Amsterdam and 182nd Street that's still there. And I'm sorry, at least since yesterday. Then we'll try to wrap up the sugya hopefully on Monday. And the next sugya that we're going to be focusing, actually, we may also discuss Surah Pesach in this context, whether or can a Surah Pesach ever work with Shisa Rabim in the relation between Surah Pesach and Dallas. And then the next major sugya is going to be Karpev, which are sugyas Kaf Gimel, Kaf Dalet, Kaf Hei. I'll try to send you Mar Makomas on that if you're ready to get a head start. Okay? My basic plan going forward is to have a